everybody, and welcome back to The Walking Dead, a Walking Naked podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Justin.
Hey, I'm your other host, Kelly.
You just blew your speakers in your car.
Okay, did I or did you?
Probably me.
I didn't want to say it. I have a horrible headache, and your talking super loud is killing me.
I'm so sorry. The what's up, everybody?
This is like... I'm just not going to be bitchy. I'm just going to suck it up. He's my son. I love him very much. So go ahead and just, you know, make my ears bleed.
There you go. Well, that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. Make your ears bleed, you know, make you want to,
shoot yourself, turn your
phone off, do all those fun things. That's what I'm here for.
Good job.
I appreciate it. I gotta, you know, get a pat on the back every once in a while. We are here to do our full recap therapy of The Walking Dead episode 5 entitled Now. It's been a long time since we've done two podcasts in the same week for the same episode, and I don't even know how I really feel about it because I didn't really want to podcast about this episode again. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. And I will tell you, I didn't really want to podcast about this episode either, because I feel like we kind of had it got everything out pretty much the first time.
We did. I mean, mm-hmm. Okay, well, first thing, the reason why I didn't really want to podcast about this episode again is because
you don't like me.
No. I like you just fine.
Okay.
But the episode for me was a solid but unspectacular episode. And after watching it for the second time, I can totally see why they put that Morgan episode before this.
Yes, me too. Because this is our, when we do this particular podcast, we do our top three.
Yes.
Mine are pretty generic.
Yeah. I mean, I think they would be that way for everybody for this episode. I mean, I saw reviews across the board. It was kind of like middle of the road episode. Definitely... if you looked at the five episodes, this is the weakest one of the bunch. No doubt about it.
You are the weakest link.
Yes. Yes. you would have gotten kicked off the show. I would love to hear some feedback from somebody that absolutely loved this episode. So if you happen to be one of those people that, you know, right now you're like, Kelly and Jess are the stupidest people alive. They suck at life, a lot of people.
Well, I mean,
you know,
besides
on
that,
YouTube you know, those places. just let us know. It's thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. I would love to hear your thoughts. Tell me why I'm stupid. But mainly just about this episode, not in general. I already know this. You don't have to reiterate it for me.
Yeah,
it's not a big deal. You know, you could.
I mean,
keep
I
that
tell him
yourself
on a daily basis why
exactly
why he's stupid. So
you're the most worthless human being ever. You're stupid.
Why do I have these scars?
Mm-hmm. Why did I have to have you?
Oh God, please don't even say those things because those are
kidding.
So not even true.
I'm
I mean, I yeah, I love you on a daily basis. I love you. So
well, I appreciate it. Okay, so do you want to start the podcast out with the top three, or do you want to start with a story?
Oh, okay. That's a tough one because obviously the top three is so lackluster.
Yes.
That, you know, do you want to suffer through that to get to the big story? Why don't we just talk about the big story and forget the top three?
Okay. The big story is...
I mean, seriously, really.
And I apologize. You know, I'm not the greatest storyteller that there is, but my girlfriend's mom... She came and stayed with us. She's going to come, you know, she's hanging out and enjoying hanging out with us, basically, for the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And she has two animals that came with her. Mm-hmm. And, of course, if you've listened to the podcast...
Oh, I thought you were talking about the big news story. I'm sorry.
No.
So you're telling the story Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
No, so I'm sorry. This is not about the big news story. We'll get to that after the top three.
Oh, well, then why did you ask me?
I thought that's what you knew. We were just talking about it off air. You're like, Justin never tells me anything unless it's on the podcast. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
All
right.
So
all right.
I'm telling you a story. And, of course, it is on the podcast.
Okay. There you go.
But anyways, my girlfriend's mom, she's staying here. She has two animals. She has a puppy, and it's not really a puppy, but it's like a Yorkie or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It's very nice dog. It's very cute. And then she has a cat. And if you've been listening to the podcast, you know that I have a dog. His name is Mac. He's badass. He's the coolest dog you'll ever see.
He's a cat killer.
He is a cat killer. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he was not a cat killer today because while I was off at work today, you know, they were hanging out together. My girlfriend took the day off so she, you know, they could go do whatever, hang out and do what, you know, family members do. And Mac was just fascinated by this cat. He is sniffing it up and down. And of course, you know, dogs like to sniff other dogs' butts or cats' butts.
Right.
You know, that's just like their way of saying hello. And, you know, hey, what have you been eating lately? Because
that
sounds pretty good.
How's your poop? I like it.
Yeah, exactly. But so Max sniffing on this cat, sniffing it. And this cat is like having none of this. The problem is this cat has been declawed. So it can't be like, and like just scratch the crap out of Mac, and then Mac will leave it alone for the rest of his life. The cat's declawed, but apparently this cat must be able to put on like the meanest face possible, because as Mac was sniffing the cat and like trying to get all close to it, it like reared up on its hind legs, I guess, like cats do or whatever, or puts their paws out, and like looked like it was going to strike him down. Like it was like, I'm going to smite you, Mac. And Mac proceeded to run away and take a poop in the living room immediately.
Oh.
The cat literally scared the shit out of Mac.
That's not what I'm going to take up from Mac. He was not afraid. He was marking his territory. Now, normally they do that with urine.
Yes.
But I'm going to take up for him and say he just decided to go full on and do it with poop.
Well, you could say that. I give you credit for taking up for Mac, but this is the best part of the story.
Oh, God.
Because about 5 to 10 minutes later, he goes to sniffing the cat again and messing with it, and the cat's like, you better get away from me. I saw you already took a dump in the living room. Well, the cat reared up on its hind legs again and proceeded to, you know, like look like he was going to strike him. Mac ran to the living room once again and took a poop again. I mean, I looked at him in such disgust. I was
like, you are not my dog.
You are not my dog, Mac. Getting the poop scared out of you.
Oh my God, twice.
Twice.
I'm super embarrassed for him.
I don't even know if it was embarrassment or I was just ashamed. And I was like, come on, Mac, you gotta man up, dog. Come on.
You know, it's funny because I've brought my German Shepherd to your apartment when you guys lived in Dallas. And or when you did anyway, and he played with Mac, or my dog played with Mac, and she's
huge dog.
I guess she never
scared the poop out of him though. Never scared the poop out of him. Well,
cats are scary. I feel the same way. It happens to me all the time. So tell him it happens to me all the time.
This cat's so cute though. It couldn't scare the poop out of anybody but except Mac. I mean. But yeah, so that was the story. Hope you enjoyed it.
Bless his heart. All right.
It was pretty funny when I came home and heard about this. I really wish they could have got that on video.
I know.
That would have been fantastic. All right, so let's get into our top three. And we were talking about episode number 5. It was entitled Now. The writer of this episode, I love this because I haven't had a name that I got to butcher in a very long time.
Really? But since the last time we podcast?
Pretty much, yeah, since last week. The writer of this episode is Avi Yuabian.
That's a phony name.
Yuabian. Yuabian? Who knows? I'm American. We don't know how to pronounce anything because we're stupid.
Yeah.
Or just me. But yeah, that's who wrote the episode. And Avi has he's done a lot of editing work on The Walking Dead. He's done, I believe, 10 episodes on The Walking Dead since 2013. He's done some stuff on Constantine. It looks like he does a lot of the stuff in and around Atlanta. So he did do 90210, the new series as well.
Ooh,
he edited
sweet.
That a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what he's written. Tainted Love, Backdoor Action.
Oh, no, please stop now.
No So Tiny.
Okay. These are porn.
I don't know what this is.
Tainted Love. That's gay porn.
No.
Backdoor Action. That's gay porn.
No. This is a TV series. It's I don't know. It's called got a very
gay porn on HBO.
It stars Orlando Jones, Eric Roberts. I don't
What's
know.
What's the name of the TV show?
Tainted Love.
Tainted Love. Come on. Please.
Tainted Love.
Don't let blah, me. Blah, blah, I don't want to have to explain this to you.
I don't want
to
know it. I don't want to know it. We do not need any explanations of whatever the mustache rides or whatever it was you tried to teach me about that one time. I was like, God, I don't want to know about this, Mom. Keep that to yourself.
All right.
Avi wrote the episode, and Corey Reed directed it. Corey Reed, of course, has directed numerous episodes of The Walking Dead. 12.4 million people watched this episode, which is down about a million since episode number 4, which is kind of weird.
It's very weird, because how do they know in advance that this is not an episode that is going to be well received? Although I'm assuming they read the
description, or they see the preview, maybe.
These are not night of the showing numbers. These are what, 3+ or?
This one's night of the showing. This is live.
Is?
Yeah, 12.4 live. I mean, hell, that's freaking amazing. It's weird that it's a million down. I don't know what maybe people were put off by Here's Not Here, and they were like, damn it, I just want to know what happened to Glenn. Who knows? But, slightly down since last week. I'm sure like the live plus 3 and the live plus 5 and 7s and all that, mm-hmm. however many days they do it. I'm sure we'll be just fine, because I think the show's averaging right around 20 million once you factor in all of, the shenanigans with the extra days. So,
yeah.
All right, let's get into our top three. What is your number three?
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with Deanna telling Rick that she wants him to lead Alexandria. And I know that sounds like it should be more impactful, but... it's my number three.
No, I mean, I think that's a good number three. If you're a comic book reader, then you would recognize that speech, because that is one of the iconic, scenes in the Walking Dead comic book. But of course, it wasn't Deanna. It was Reg that said that in the comic book. So not Reg, excuse me.
Not
Douglas.
Reg. It's
Douglas.
Douglas
Monroe.
Yeah, Douglas. Yeah.
That was a really cool speech from Deanna. It was really cool to get to see that. I'm doing a different top three, so I'll just go ahead and expound on yours, because I really love that scene.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was pretty epic how she obliterated that walker and had like the blood all over her face. And I mean, she looked like a crazy person at that point.
I was glad to see her finally go a little bit crazy.
She went ape shit.
Right. Yes, she did. And to finally kind of join the rest of us.
Yeah.
In the zombie apocalypse is where she finally got. When the blood is just splattering on her, it's just spurts on her face, because obviously she apparently has not been trained to go for the head, and she went for the chest, although she's not tall enough to reach the head anyway on that dude, on that walker.
No. That dude was like Andre the Giant walker.
Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know how we missed him. Carol couldn't find him. Apparently, they couldn't find the 7'7" walker that was stuck somewhere, which is a little bit awkward.
From what I understood, he crawled underneath the house. No, I honest to God, this was on
StorySync or something.
This was on StorySync. He crawled underneath the house.
I'm so glad StorySync has these elaborate stories of how these walkers got hidden.
When Carol stabbed him or whatever she did, and then he crawled away underneath the house like all, dogs do.
Yeah, exactly. All
die.
Good walkers. They just crawl right underneath the house,
So,
I'm just going to go live a peaceful death.
Yeah, so he came out to, attack Deanna, and she attacked him back. So it was awesome.
Get obliterated.
So what was your number three?
Okay, well, I had my top three most annoying things in this episode.
Okay.
Because I have a bonus one then, but I'm not going to give, I'll give my bonus one at the end. So my top three most annoying, and since we were just talking about Deanna's badass Walker kill,
uh-huh,
I'm going to have to say that Jesse's weak-ass Walker kill was annoying.
It so wasn't.
Well, I said it was, so it was annoying to me. I already can hear the people yelling at me why it wasn't annoying.
I think her name was Betsy.
Yes.
And Betsy had been her friend, so you don't want to just like, on your friend. Mm-hmm. You know, you just slip a knife right into her eye.
Yeah.
Which I thought was odd.
It was an odd spot to. I mean,
eyeballs,
I don't know.
Freak me out. Eyeballs, yeah, really bug me. Don't. Oh, the idea. Eyeball juice. Mm-mm.
I wish it would have came out. Like, as she's pulling it out, and all those other Alexandrian people are watching her, she's like, it's an eyeball, and then she eats it.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
Need my protein for the day.
Yeah.
Well, I think another reason why people would probably be like, Justin is so...
annoying.
He has no heart, and he's annoying. Yeah. He makes my top three annoying every week, and there's only two of them on the podcast. Because Betsy was, of course, the girlfriend of the guy, which I cannot remember his
name.
No, the wife.
They married.
Oh, the wife. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she had slit her wrists.
Yeah. So, well, she was sad because dude that, you know, we saw get crushed up against the fence that nobody decided to put him out of his misery.
Or Michonne's just like, ha, I'm going to leave that note right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry, dude. I didn't take the note back to your woman that
David
changed your life.
It says, Betsy, my love. If you are reading this, it is because I didn't make it.
Yeah, well, dur.
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, he didn't read it anyway.
Captain Obvious.
Yeah, that's very true. But, I mean, it was a very sad moment. I mean, if you're really, really, I mean, sometimes with these Alexandria people, you really, really got to pay attention because we've lost so many of them so quickly of people that they're in the beginning of an episode, and by the end of the episode, they're dead.
Right.
And that was it. We had the nice little one shot of them. So I honestly didn't catch this at first. Who she was. One of our, mm-hmm, especially in our instant cast, I did not catch that. But whenever I went back and watched it again, I was like, oh, okay, I can totally see, so she slit her wrists. And that's why, because we were wondering, like, why she had, like, Jesse, if you saw in the trailers before this episode aired, it looked like, I mean, Jesse like jumps back like all like freaked out and everything, which I get. It's a walker. It's scary as hell. But it made it seem like it was some kind of more significance to her. And now we know. So, but I will say that she needs to take some lessons from Deanna on how to, you know, take care of some walkers.
Stab, pull it back. Stab,
yeah, exactly.
Pull it back. You
multiple
know,
multiple times.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Okay. So my number two, this is hard because I actually have more than, I mean, because obviously the Jesse and Rick kiss was big for me.
Yes.
That was a big thing. So yes, I'm giving more than, I'm just throwing some obvious ones in here.
I wrote that down on like my actual real time top three.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was big.
It was big. And the fact that Rick used Jesse's line on her, that's my dog. Damn, that was smooth. He was like, this is what life looks like now.
Yeah.
And then he was like, he did that head cock thing that he always does when he's about to shoot his gun or he's about to, like, you know, tell
or
somebody,
go crazy,
you talking
go
to me?
Yeah, exactly.
I just spit everywhere when I said that.
Yeah. Well, so does he.
Yeah,
so
he does.
Yeah.
Exactly. These other actors are like, oh, my God, Rick, stop spitting all over me.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that the kiss was big. But for me, the kiss was kind of significant in the fact of the whole Ron thing, because obviously Ron doesn't like Rick because Rick killed his daddy, even though his dad was a dick.
Yes, a porch dick.
Still, it was still his dad. So I think basically where I'm going is Ron's a dick. He hates Rick. And he hates Carl because Carl stole Enid. And
I really thought you were going to rhyme that.
I was trying to, but
first I was like, oh my God, she just went like total badass right now.
God, if I would have thought about it ahead of time.
And failed miserably.
I don't
rhyme. Ron's a dick because he hates Rick.
It's Rick. And
I like Nick, but he's dead and he killed Glenn. So suck my dick.
See, that wouldn't work for me. I could still say, you know, suck my dick. Okay, so Ron and Carl's fight. I feel like Ron has got it out for the entire family, basically. And I think the little fight that they had was a setup for something that's going to happen later on in the season, for something bad that's going to happen.
Yes.
With Ron and Carl.
I think so as well. I mean, that's another, you know, big thing from the, you know, the comic books and everything. But you've set me up perfectly, and this was not planned.
Shut up. Pretend like it is. Well, I it seem like we plan stuff.
I wish that we were that good. But my number two has to be Carl's fighting style. What the hell was that, man? Like, you're supposed to be this hardened veteran, and yeah, I mean, you're like, oh my goodness, I'm gonna slap you to death. That throwdown, I was like, Carl,
he gave him a little push.
I mean, yeah, but Ron just kind of laid there, and he's like, damn, that was pathetic. You're supposed to be this hard ass, like, you know, you've been out on the road all this time. That was the best you got. Yeah, that annoyed me that they. You know, maybe we, you know, they need to brush up a little bit on Carl's fighting style in
the
off season.
Hand to hand.
He's good shooting people. We've established that, and he will shoot you really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not so much these days. He doesn't shoot first and ask questions later. But yeah, Carl's fighting style, good Lord, son.
My first viewing of that, I was so embarrassed and laughed.
I did too.
And I don't
laughed.
Think that was what I was supposed to do. I don't think I was supposed to laugh.
No, you were not supposed to laugh, but I did most certainly laugh at that. So yeah, that was my number two. Nice setup.
Okay. So number one, I'm going to have to say, the whole Maggie and Aaron, you know, our big sewer adventure,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when she tells him that, you know, that she's pregnant and, you know, that was so great. But mostly I felt like vindicated, because do you remember back when she burned?
Back in season two, when you were like, Maggie's pregnant.
No, I'm not even going to say that Maggie's pregnant, because that was too obvious.
Yes.
If I go that direction.
Oh, okay.
It was when Maggie and Glenn got back together and Maggie burned that picture.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, why would you do that? Why would you burn that picture? And that just came back to haunt me when she says, you know, I burned the only picture he had, and because we were never going to be apart. And so all of that made me sad.
No, it was very sad. I mean, the whole... Every scene really with Maggie and Aaron this week was really sad. You know, that moment where they're going off on their adventures, and she's saying stuff about, if he's alive, he needs my help. If he's dead, I don't want to be waiting on him.
Right.
Was super sad, because you know that while she was saying that and she was trying to be like really tough,
right,
you knew it was like just killing her inside. I mean, she's seen her sister die. She's seen her dad die.
Well, and
I
think
mean,
of the lengths that they both went to find each other.
Yeah.
After the prison.
Exactly.
So, you know, obviously, I mean, she killed walkers and wrote him messages
with
her. So, you know, she'll go to any length to find Glenn. So I don't know if it's that she has just a bad feeling, or it's just, you know, she's pregnant and...
Yeah, I mean,
she's got to protect herself and the baby.
Yeah, exactly. I think she just realizes that in this world, you've got to move on a little bit quicker. We didn't mention it, because I don't think it was in either one of our top three. Because my number three is come, or no, my number one's coming up here in a second, and it does involve Maggie. But the waterlogged walkers were incredible. Seeing like them again in the second viewing, oh my God, just amazing, amazing work by Nicotero and
it's
their team.
So great. And I don't know if you watched any of the extras.
I have not yet. I saw you post it on our Facebook,
yes,
though.
Yeah, and it was so great, because that was the last when Maggie's fighting with that one walker that's got her pinned up against the wall, and you know, and her hand goes up into its rib cage.
Yeah,
that was actually the last take because her hand went all the way through the skin. The skin was supposed to stretch, and in all the other takes, it stretched. And in that last take, she had stuck her hand all the way up there, and it went all the way through, and that was the take they liked. But I just thought,
well, it was epic.
It was epic. Those were beautiful. Those were really great. So
I loved her just ripping his ribs off, basically, is what it kind of looked like.
It was so great.
It was bloody fantastic.
How difficult would it be for you if you knew that you went to work this week and you did something great, and next week you had to do something better, and then the next week you had to do something even better? Would that not make you a little nervous and crazy?
Yeah, you would go insane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that every year, I mean, obviously it would be a whole lot of fun because it's not like you're building some 50-page presentation that was freaking awesome 1 week and then you're like, oh shit, I got to do it in the next week and the next. I mean, you're killing walkers that are fake on screen. That's pretty awesome. But still, I mean, that would be it would be super tough. I'm honestly surprised that Nicotero, I mean, you can tell that he genuinely loves this stuff because, I mean, think how many other shows. I mean, obviously, there's not a whole lot of other zombie shows out there. I mean, iZombie, that's really it.
iZombie.
Z Nation. I always forget about Z Nation. Yeah. Sorry. No disrespect to Z Nation. I've actually heard it's really good this season. But yeah, I mean, that would be really tough to not just be like, man, I'm tired of trying to one-up myself. I'm going to go do some other show where I don't have to one-up myself every season.
Start at the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, incredibly tough. All right, my number one of my top three most annoying things from this week's episode was the people writing Glenn's name on the freaking wall and then subsequently having Maggie erase it, you damn dirty bastard you. And I mean you, Scott Gimple, and you, the writers.
Yeah.
Playing with our emotions.
We don't know. And that was, we talked about this in our instant cast, the fact that they didn't put Daryl's name. They didn't put Abe's and Sasha's name. They're not back. So why didn't we include, all of them should have been included.
Because they're just trying to toy with us.
Right.
They know that I love Glenn.
Yeah.
They know that I will hurt Maggie and I will have Glenn's babies. That's what they know. And they keep doing this to me.
And they'd be so cute.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, they'd be so adorable.
They'd be 6'9", little half Asian, half white babies.
Yeah, you're right. That bothered me. That was a manipulation. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I'm not either. So that was my top three most annoying. I mean, they're pretty lame, lame top three. But this was my honorable mention, and it was Sam. I made you some cookies.
I know. Everybody makes him cookies.
I was like, that's the top three most traumatizing things you could say to that poor kid at this point.
I know. Exactly. You know, most moms are like, I made you cookies. And the kid will run downstairs. But he's like, holy shit. Now you're gonna stab me, right?
Exactly. you're going to hold a knife to my face.
Yeah. So poor kid.
Oh, my God. That kid is just, he's struggling with life right now. I mean, cookies are my most beloved thing probably in the world, and I mean,
they used to be his.
Yeah, they used to be Sam's as well. So mm-hmm. You know, I feel you. Did I say Ron? But I said
no you Sam. Said Sam.
Okay.
Are you drinking?
I am, but in my notes I put Jesse trying to feed Ron cookies.
Oh God, no, Ron! I'm gonna give him
Ron's gonna get some laxative. Dicks. Yeah, bag of dicks with some laxative to wash it down.
Okay, so what are you drinking?
Just drinking a little bit of vodka and Sprite. So. All right. Well, let's move into.
Thanks for asking me what I'm drinking.
Oh, I didn't know you were drinking.
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
What do you think I'm drinking?
Coke and rum.
Yeah.
We're so predictable.
I know, but okay. But mine, it fits because I'm having Captain Morgan.
Well, it would have fit last week. It really didn't fit this week.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, you dummy.
Oh, okay.
Oh. God.
Well, I'm thinking,
I have to lead you.
I'm thinking Morgan.
Yeah, I thought of it just as I was saying it, so it's okay.
Yeah, well, we're good at not getting each other's signals sometimes of leading us down paths. But that was
perfect. It was brilliant.
It was a brilliant, brilliant transition. If only there wasn't a character named Morgan on the show, then I might have got it. So,
well, it is funny because all the stuff that I have read about the casting of Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and then they'll say Morgan won't appear until, you know, the end of the season. And I'm like, Morgan, we just had a whole episode about Morgan.
I'm like, he's already in there, idiots.
Yeah. Why are you so stupid?
Yeah. What's wrong with you? Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about it. So what do you think about the casting of Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Negan on The Walking Dead?
Okay. Let me just say, this is my favorite one. I'm happy this is who they have settled on. This is perfect. And I know we talked about, we loved, you know, Kevin Durant, and we wanted Kevin Durant, but there's something about Jeffrey Dean Morgan that is just, and are we going to call him Jeff? Can we call him Jeff?
You can call him whatever you want, I guess. I mean, we called Ross Marquand, Rossi M, whenever he was getting announced on the show.
It's true. Yeah. So there's something about him that is so charming, which I know it has a lot of people really thrown off, the fact that he's going to have to play a villain. But Negan was a very charming villain, correct?
Yes. I don't want to go into too much spoilers on Negan for, like, I mean, because there were some people on Facebook. They're like, I don't know who Negan is. I just know that he's really important.
Well, they're going to have to stay off the internet completely.
Yes, I mean, there's lots of stuff of like, who is this Negan, you know?
Right, and exactly what he does to who and when and where and why. And I'm like, oh my God, say spoiler alert first.
Yeah, that's a little bit not cool to completely, which I mean, you know, hey, if somebody's reading it, they can stop reading it. But sometimes headlines are very misleading these days in the age of clickbait material. You'll always get some kind of headline that you're like, oh, okay, I'll read this. And then all of a sudden you read the first line, and like you said, it's just like, you know, this person dies next week. And you're like, what the hell, man? This is crazy. I will completely agree with you, though. And I don't even know if we ever thought about him for this role. I mean, I think the main people were the dude from, what is it, NYPD Blue or whatever show it is. It's like some
right. I love him.
Show. I can't remember.
Love him.
Whatever his name is. Taller guy.
Oh my God, I follow him on Twitter. I cannot believe that.
Well, back in the day, you could put like The Walking Dead Negan, as I'm doing right now, and he would have popped up as like one of the people because he was always, you know, one of fans' first choices.
And he's super awesome. I love him, and I'm so embarrassed that we can't remember. But
And there was John Hamm, Kevin Durant, Vinny Jones was one of them.
The guy from last week that we thought they'd settle on.
Exactly. We thought it was going to be him. The guy that plays the Tick in the live action movie, the computer salesman. That's hilarious. I was just looking it up right now. I mean, there's been tons of people that they have, rumored. Henry Rollins, I think, was rumored for a little while. But back to Jeffrey Dean Morgan, I think he is absolutely perfect. Okay, so for you, who is like the most recognized thing for you when it comes to Jeffrey Dean Morgan, like of stuff that he's been in? You have anything? I mean, you don't have to have anything.
No. I've seen him in movies and didn't really realize it was him. Like I just watched a movie, the one with Amy Poehler and, anyway, whatever, I'm drinking. Well, he was in P.S. I Love You, which is one of my all time favorite movies.
Pick a real big downer of a movie as one of your all time favorites.
No, that's a great movie.
No, it is a great movie, but it's super duper sad.
It is super duper sad, but it has a happy sort of eventually. Life moves on.
Yeah.
We podcast about The Walking Dead, for God's sakes.
This is true.
And Supernatural. I mean, he's the dad on Supernatural.
Yeah, I think a lot of people love him in Supernatural. To be honest, I've never watched an episode of Supernatural. Not one. I think I may have caught like 5 minutes of an episode. Maybe, you know, when Netflix, it automatically goes to some new show after you finish a season of a show or something
right.
like that.
Right. Well, it's something that because you liked blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. For me, it's I guess it's probably a combination of two movies of the ones that I recognize him the most from. And the first one's Watchmen. And he is just amazing in Watchmen. If you want to get a little taste of how awesome and great his Negan character could potentially be, go watch him as the comedian in Watchmen, because, you know, he's got this like charisma to him in the Watchmen, his character. And, you know, he's a badass for one, but he's also like a drunkard, and he's all these bad things in life, but you can't help but love him still.
And that is the whole point.
Yes, exactly.
Of Negan.
Yes.
You're going to hate Negan, but you're also going to be
drawn to him.
Yeah, yeah, he's compelling. I mean, he's charming.
He is. He's very, very, very charming. And the other movie is The Losers. It's one of those movies that'll probably play on a million times on FX or TBS or TNT, one of those. And I love it. He plays a character. He's one of the leads in the movie. He plays a character named Clay. And again, to me, like, these are two perfect movies to see, like, the potential that he has to play as Negan. So if you haven't seen either one of these movies, I would definitely go seek those two out. I mean, he's done a ton of other stuff, TV shows and whatnot. I've heard his role in Magic City was really good. I've never watched Magic City, but it's like a TV series. I thought it was on Starz, but maybe I'm incorrect. It may have been on Cinemax. It's just one of those ones that I missed. And I've heard that it's really good, but I can't wait.
Yeah, I will say that our office manager at the radio station is in her 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And they always ask me, immediately on Monday morning, what did you think of last night's Walking Dead? And they were super, she was super excited about his casting. And I thought, oh, that's interesting that she knows him. She knows him from Grey's Anatomy, because he did 20 some odd episodes on there. And she's like, oh my God, I just love him on there. He's so hot. So I thought that, you know, that's pretty cool, because he's closer, you know. He's in my age range, baby.
Oh,
I'm
God.
So happy to have somebody that, you know, another one in my age range. Let's see
What do you mean another one? They're all in your age range.
Well, I realize that. I know that. Glenn's not, but I'm not, you know, really attracted to Glenn.
How dare you?
Daryl and Rick, you know, yeah. Okay, let's see what his marital status is. I mean,
for the people that listen to the podcast that want to know these things.
Exactly, because it would be embarrassing if I didn't know the answer.
Yes. He's also in The Good Wife, for a lot of people that have been watching that
show. Oh,
yeah,
right.
Which I've heard that show is phenomenal. Never watched it, but I've heard it's really good.
Your Aunt Laura loves that.
Check it out.
And he was in Weeds.
Yeah. I don't know how, I don't remember him, his character in Weeds.
And we watched the crap out of that show.
No, I mean, I loved it. Oh, I think was he the husband?
Maybe.
I don't know. Or
there's
or a
so many more things
that
I don't see a wife. That's, wait a second.
Yeah, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, exactly. We can talk about where he's been.
He was in Shameless too for like a hot minute, and then they replaced him. Mulroney in like the next season, which I
and they
I
changed
didn't
his name.
Yeah, I didn't understand why they did that. His character, I think, would have been really. I mean, I love Dermot Mulroney or whatever how you pronounce
right.
his name. I
yes.
mean, I think he's worked out well in that role, which I still don't really know ultimately what that role is on Shameless. The show's awesome. I love Shameless. It's one of the funniest shows on TV. It's just, it's tragedy, but it's funny at the same time, like really,
it's
really
life.
Funny. Yeah, it's definitely life. Yeah, I am very excited about him getting cast. I mean, I just think that they hit a home run. I didn't. Oh, whoa, good Lord.
Here's your Call of Duty Ultimate Care Package.
We get Call of Duty
Ultimate Care Package.
Oh my goodness, Call of Duty has taken over my life. Whoa, that chick has some ginormous...
Breastuses in a video game? What a surprise.
Yeah, what a surprise. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Call of Duty sponsored our podcast. I wish.
It is Jeffrey... I'm Googling it, so you can talk still. I mean, you normally you talk over the top of me, so no one ever knows if I'm Googling something.
You're like, you're quiet for once.
Yeah, exactly.
Dang it.
Oh, dadgum, he got married.
I'm so sorry.
And just last year, bitch.
I'm so sorry.
And she's cute. Darn it.
I'm so sorry. Well, but, you know there's always watching them on TV.
She could get replaced.
Well, good God.
I'm teasing,
and
I'm
this
teasing.
Is when the podcast went off the rails.
And what was sad is he got divorced in 2003.
Well,
so all that length of time.
Should have been on the hunt. He didn't really have a whole lot of heat then either.
No, exactly. That would have been perfect for me to snap him up then. Of course, I mean, I'm married as well, but that's beside the point.
I mean, in 2003, he was doing Dead and Breakfast, The Handler, Something More, Star Trek Enterprise, but I think he was just like a bit character. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you had a shot then. 6, The Mark Unleashed. Now, some of these things might be good. I'm just making fun of their titles. I have never seen any of these things. I mean, But I'm really excited. I think he's going to do a fantastic job on the show.
Yep.
It's kind of surprising for me because not to spoil anything on the comic books, but Negan is around for a considerably lengthy time on the comic books. He's around, you know, when we look at characters that have been on the show since season one, you know, like Glenn and Daryl and Carol and Rick and, of course, Carl. It's like that in the comic books. I mean, he's been around for a long damn time. More than 50-something issues.
And what's kind of interesting is when, you know, we have an iconic character like the Governor, who we still think so much of.
Yeah.
He wasn't around that long.
Mm-mm.
So
very, I mean, he was a longer lived villain than the majority of the villains that we see in the Walking Dead universe, but still compared to Negan, I mean, there's really no equal when it comes to that. So,
so you're trying to say we're going to get to know him. Is that what you're trying to say?
I think so. Eventually. Yes. We're going to get to know him somewhat. I don't know how they're going to do some of the stuff they've done in the comic book in the show. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, they certainly have a lot of source material with this character. I think the number one thing that I wonder with Jeffrey Dean Morgan coming on is, will he do shows like Walker Stalker Con? Will he suddenly start to these conventions?
I'm sure he will.
I mean, I think so too. I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, it's a nice way to make money. It's nice you get to connect with fans. I mean, you know,
I think he'll do an Andrew Lincoln kind of.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I mean, he's, you know, in my opinion, he's, I say that, but I think we're weird because we keep up with this stuff quite a bit more than a lot of the average TV watchers. So for me, like, I'm like, dang, they got a big name.
No,
for,
they did.
For Negan, especially,
I think so too.
You know, thinking that's a commitment. I mean, that's a long time commitment. They start filming. Let's just say they're probably going through readings and stuff in probably March or April, something like that. And they're still filming right now and it's into November. So
if
that's
I were
a lot
you,
of your year.
I would skip tomorrow because they are filming the finale right now.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
So that means Jeffrey Dean Morgan is on
set. It's on set right now.
That's it. That's actually I don't know if I want to. I don't even know if I want to see it. But I mean, it would be epic. It would be epic to go down there and check it out. So, but yeah, I'm very, very excited about this casting. We would love to hear your thoughts. We got a few thoughts from the Facebook.
And I will say everything that I have read. I mean, our Facebook page and everyone else's Facebook page. No one has said one negative thing about his casting, other than the fact that they feel like. They love him so much because of his humor.
Yes.
And they're worried about his ability to be not humorous, but that's the thing.
No, I think
he will be humorous.
Yeah, no, I think
as he knocks your head off.
Yes, as he uses Lucille on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robin said, I'm glad to see Jeffrey Dean Morgan taking on this role. I loved him in Supernatural. Sue Ellen said, look forward to seeing JDM.
Oh, nice. There JDM.
We go.
I like that.
That is a new nickname on on TWD. And she's straight. She's with it with the acronyms. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he will be a great addition. I don't know Negan, but I know he's an evil SOB. So look forward to seeing JDM in the role. Kimberly said, absolutely love him. This may explain his disappearance from Shameless after the introduction as the diner owner at the end of season 5. Then he was replaced. But she does say that it will be tough to see him as a villain. Tammy said, I know him as Sam and Dean's dad on Supernatural and the actor who eerily resembles the actor who played the serial killer in No Country for Old Men. He'll probably be a great villain.
He does look a lot like the guy.
Is that Javier Bardem?
Uh-huh.
Is that him? Yes. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. He does look a lot like Javier Bardem. There's this creepy face on this photo of the poster. I'm excited. I think everybody's excited. Like you said, I haven't seen one negative thing. Not only, like you said, not only on our Facebook, but like anywhere, Twitter, Facebook, any social
everybody
media.
Loves him.
Yeah. I think it's a good choice. I think they did a nice job. I can't wait to get there to him. I'm curious. Negan shaves his head in the comic books, or he has like a really, actually, he doesn't shave his head. He has a really close
back.
Crew
it's
cut. That's
I think
right.
It's just, isn't it very just oily and greasy and slick
back?
Yeah,
it is. I think I know what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of Glenn. So I think that's what I was thinking.
No, those characters just mesh together for you?
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit of meshing together between the two of them. Well, do you have any other thoughts on this week's episode, or would you like to wrap it up?
I think I'd like to wrap it up. I mean, I'm excited, other than to say I'm excited for next week's episode, because I think we're going to get a lot of what's going on with our boy Daryl.
Yes.
So
I'm excited. I mean, when I bitch about the not getting to know about what Glenn's up to, I still am really intrigued by other people's storylines, and we haven't got a lot of Daryl. We haven't got a lot of Abraham.
Do you want me to tell you what I know about Glenn?
Yes. No,
okay.
I don't.
No, I mean, it's just don't tell.
Okay. Is it a spoiler for other people?
He's in a barn on a farm. When they open the barn doors, he's going to walk out. It's Sophia.
Jesus.
God, you're so gullible.
I thought you were going to rhyme again, and then it just went and failed miserably again.
I hate you. Can you not give me anything? You can't give me anything. You
I
focus
can give
on
you,
the bad crap.
I can give you two words that you can rhyme. You're very astute at rhyming two words together.
Which one are those? I don't even know.
Barn and farm, I think it was the two that you got.
Barn and farm don't even rhyme.
It's the way you said it, it rhymed. People listening right now are like, they're agreeing with me. They're like, it did rhyme.
That's
it did
because,
rhyme, Justin. It
that's
did.
Because everybody agrees with you, no matter what you say.
No, well, not after this week. Whenever I'm like the top three most annoying things on The Walking
they
Dead,
they were annoyed too, so they're gonna agree with you. So yeah,
we shall see. Yeah. The verdicts will be put in according to the one listener that we have. They'll be like, I agree with you, Justin. I'm like, thank you. Here's your $5.
Yeah. Well, and I'm going to go get a rhyming dictionary so that now all my rhymes will continue to rhyme.
Yes. All right. Well, you can go email us. It's thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. You can get at us on Facebook. It's The Walking Naked. Or Twitter. It's The Walking Naked as well. We hope you enjoyed our little shenanigans talking about The Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 5, entitled Now. We'll be back with our instant cast recapping this episode, which is entitled Always Accountable. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
I really like the next week's episode after that. It's called Heads Up.
They're messing with us again.
They are messing with us again. You bastardos. All right. Well, we hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. We hope you really enjoy watching The Walking Dead this weekend. We can't wait as well.
And we'll be watching it with you.
Yes, we will.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye. See y'all.
I need a dollar now.